If you follow racing in Australia, you would have heard of Max Presnell. Max is the legendary racing writer for the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age. Kalina Presnell is famous in her own right and well-known in her own right. She's in Perth. She's an author. She's a cancer survivor. And she's got a bit of a family story for this weekend. Kalina, thanks for talking to us on 6PR.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
I'm well.
That's good.
You've had a swim? You've been off and had a swim?
I have had a swim, yes. Beautiful.
Yeah, and that's and that's part of your health regime because you have had some health battles, haven't you?
Yes, I had leukaemia in 2001 and 2003, mm-hmm. a couple of bone marrow transplants. But anyway, I'm still here.
I've heard a bit about you from some of my friends in racing, and they reckon you're pretty inspirational on this type, on your story and on where you've been and what's happened to you. What brings you to Perth, Kalina?
Well, I've written a book based on a young man. It's called Lashmi Fair. Mm-hmm. In 1865, this young man, Henry Passmore, came out to Western Australia on board, in charge of 300 prisoners on board a ship called Racehorse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the irony of that.
Yeah.
He came out here. He was a warden. And the book is about his journey in a very young, you know, Swan River colony in Fremantle. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, was instrumental in doing a lot of things. But during his journey, he encountered a lot of other characters, like Fenian prisoners were brought out here,
yep.
and Aboriginal people. And, you know, there's lots of characters in this book because it is a historical novel, mm-hmm. But it's based on Henry Passmore, 1865, who was my great-great-grandfather.
I was going to say, how did you know about this guy? And that's the family tie-in, isn't it, for this weekend as well? So is when can we see the book? When is it being launched?
Well, it's being launched on Saturday at the Roundhouse between 11 and 2 o'clock.
Right.
And then we're launching it again at our family reunion picnic on Sunday.
Right.
And that's at Leigh Street in Como. Mm-hmm. And we have that family reunion every year.
Right.
At the same time, which is terrific, and a lot of them are coming over from the east for the launch. But the book can be purchased from the Fremantle Prison,
oh, yep.
and also from the New Edition Book Shop in Fremantle.
Gotcha.
Or on my web page, which is www.kalinapresnell.com.
Okay. And Kalina, how many folks at the family reunion?
Oh, there'll probably be 100, so. Yeah. And we're only one part of the. We're only one part. In fact, in the book, Henry comes out here with his son, who's six, and a 3 or 4 year old daughter, and a babe in arms.
Hmm.
And the son that he brings out here is my great grandfather. So we come down that line.
Yep.
But there was also about 8 other kids, and of course, you know. There's Passmore's all over Western Australia,
yes.
all over Australia, actually, because even in the West, you know, there's probably about 40 or 50 that I keep in touch with, cousins and all sorts of, you know, second cousins. In fact, sometimes I don't even know if they're first, second or third cousins.
Or if they're related at all. I know a Passmore owns a Mexican restaurant and a B&B down south. I don't know if he's related to you. Hey, Kalina,
mm-hmm.
I love novels like this. You know, get transported back to that, to a place that you know. So we all know Fremantle, or my listeners know Fremantle. And I love historical novels where you go back and you're transported to that time. How did you put the story together? How did you source your material for this?
Well, I've been writing it over 15 years.
Yeah.
And I've come to Perth. My sister, Beverly, who's a doctor of education over here, and her and I have been researching the Batty Library. We've been to Fremantle Prison.
Mm.
We've been all over the place, and we've sourced information from various family members as well.
Yep.
But, of course, when our parents were telling us about Henry, they were telling us about old Henry.
Mm.
This book is about young Henry,
yeah.
and it's about his journey and the characters involved, and, you know, there's bravery, there's savagery, new beginnings, you know, it's and of course, what I've done is depict the young virginal Swan River colony and how it was and the challenges that people, even the free settlers, endured. But Henry was a man before his time. He was a Renaissance man, and he wanted to, because he came from Dartmoor where the conditions there were horrific, he wanted to help the prisoners to sort of, you know, he taught them carpentry and he taught them tapestry and all sorts of things, because a lot of the prisoners who would get the ticket of leave, there were like 9 men to every one woman, so he knew that they wouldn't get a wife. But he found the conditions in Dartmoor were abhorrent, and it really upset him. So when he was offered the job to come out to Western Australia, he took it for a new beginning. But of course, everything didn't go as he planned. And he's along the way, along his journey, he's met some evil Camelia, and you know, Fenian prisoners, which created problems for him, and you know, lots of different characters in the book, which is everything about Henry and his family is true.
Still creating a few problems for us, the Fenian descendants, I reckon, Colina. Colina, I could talk to you all day. I'm going to read it because I don't mind a bit of savagery, and I'm going to read it for that. It's called Lash Me Fair, the story of Henry Passmore, the young Swan River colony. Colina, enjoy your family reunion. Enjoy Perth while you're here, and I hope our listeners buy a copy and read it and enjoy it. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Simon.
See ya. Colina Presnell. Lash Me Fair, married to Max Presnell, the racing writer. 15 years in the making, Lash Me Fair. Read it. New Editions Bookshop down in Freo. I can get it online.